Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, PJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's hump day.
Hump day.
I forgot to check what holiday it was today. It must not have been very important, but we're going to say it's Life in the Patio Day. December the 10th, 2025 is official Life from the Patio Day. We got a damn good show for y'all tonight.
Damn
Father Fortenberry, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Getting ready for this good show we have put together for this Life of the Patio Day. So, you know, sit back, enjoy, watch. There we go. Look at me.
Wes. I have a blank wall, yeah. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Pretty much. We've decided that.
Yes. What's today? My memory
is failing me here. Life for the patio.
Life for the patio day. No, yes, it is. How y'all doing today?
Come on, stop. Bourbon nerd, what's up, brother?
What's going on, people?
How are you?
Good to see you. It's been since yesterday.
Ooh, we got some new
men. This is a Cedar Ridge sample I won from Bourbon and Balls.
Check out Bourbon and Balls.
I think it's their pick.
On YouTube. Yeah,
it's their
more next, balls than bourbon.
Next level.
Next level is a blend.
Thanks to Charlie and the rest of the crew.
The end of the year is fastly approaching. Dang. We got some 2026 predictions that from Nostradamus we're going to share with y'all. If y'all heard any of these, you ready?
Yes.
Great wars and a swarm of bees. Actually, those two could go hand in hand.
I thought bees were dying off.
Apparently, they're swarming. They're collecting. We think they're dying, but they're really they're collecting in Mexico.
But now, can I say something to that one?
Sure.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. We've probably talked about it already.
We probably have. But when I was a kid, I mean, like 12, 13 years old, all those killer bee movies were coming out, you know, like killer swarm of bees and I really thought that was going to be a problem when I got older, was killer bee swarms just attacking me and generally just killing the mess out of people.
Out of me? Killing the mess out of me?
Yeah, killing the mess out of me. Yes.
Killing the mess out of me.
Let's revisit that second. So you believed that because I thought by 2025 we'd have flying cars. You believed you would be massacred by killer bees.
Yes, I did. Because there was like three or four movies I watched as a kid about killer bees, you know.
So there's movies I was watching as a young teenager that led me believe that I would often be knocking on the door to like do plumbing work and stuff would happen, but that didn't happen. Either.
Like pizza?
Yeah.
Like delivering
pizza. Turns out, you know, those movies we watched just didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
Like Revenge of the Nerds. What a great. Let's talk about old movies. I didn't have it on list.
Man.
Let's talk about 80s movies that we loved.
Okay, there's only one that's going to lead the bunch.
All right.
Hey, no, hold on.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is down the list for me.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The part that blows my mind is how good were the movies in the mid-80s? I mean, like, there are some.
Now, hold up. Were they really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some of the best movies of our time were in the mid-80s. I would argue
the 90s to the mid-2000s.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So what do you put in the 80s that falls in that best of our time?
Romancing Stone.
No. Romancing Stone, Ghostbusters, Caddyshack.
We talked about Caddyshack the other day. Jamie doesn't like Caddyshack.
No, I like it. It's just not a good movie.
Oh, okay.
But Porky's. Google.
Now, Porky's is classic.
Google best movie.
I got Revenge of the Nerds.
Google best movie.
When was Hamburger? Did you ever watch Hamburger the motion picture?
Uh-huh. That was in the 80s.
Uh-huh. That was pretty good.
What am I Googling?
Best movies of the 80s.
Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
50 best movies.
Yes, this ought to be good. This ought to be good.
Dirty Dancing.
Number one.
Roadhouse.
Oh, actually, Roadhouse. Tell you. No, wait a minute.
I'm telling you, it's amazing.
This is a sneaky good movie. Trading Places.
Oh, how's that sneaky good? That's fantastic. That is good.
Heathers.
I'll be honest, that's the first time I've seen tits.
All right, I hate this right here. That one is a Spike Lee movie. This one's big. When Harry Met Sally. See, I wasn't a fan of that one. Jumping Jack Flash with Whoopi. Dead Poets Society. Okay, that's a great movie.
Was that the 80s?
It was.
What about Lethal Weapon?
Was that 80s?
It is 80s. It's got Moonstruck. Working Girl.
Okay, what whatever. Movie?
Big was in the 80s.
Nine to Five. Working 9 to 5.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was good. It was.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Good movie.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say it 3 times.
Say Anything. It was okay. Back to the Future. I forgot about Back to the Future.
Great. All three of them.
All three of them. Ghostbusters. I liked them, but Gremlins. Not up there for me. E.T. No, that's a classic.
Yep.
Goonies. Okay.
Star Wars.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh, my gosh. What a great movie that was.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Goes right along with Breakfast Club.
Pretty in
Top
Pink.
Gun is listed 19 with Dirty Dancing. I forgot about it at 20. Coming to America.
I'm telling you, the 80s was like some of the 80s were the banger of the movies, man. Oh,
that's some good movie.
Bill and Ted. You know, who knew that those two actors in Bill and Ted were some of the best actors?
Oh, God. Just a second. I would have them two actors. I'd say.
Yeah.
It's Keanu.
Sean Penn is a good actor.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Sean Penn.
That ain't Sean Penn?
No, that's not Sean Penn.
I thought that was Sean Penn.
No.
Yeah, oh, that's Alex Winter. Never mind. Okay. All that time, I thought that was Sean Penn. Yeah, Princess Bride, I think I told y'all.
I've never seen it. I love the Princess Bride.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, all the
Indiana Jones.
Yes. Hey, Last Crusade, you're winning me over.
But that wasn't the 80s. Last Crusade was not the 80s.
No, one. It was one of my favorites.
It's least favorite. Yes.
Breakfast Club, as Marty mentioned, Fame. I thought that was a
TV
show.
Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Footloose.
Oh yeah.
All right. This one's at 28. It should be Outsiders.
Outsiders, yes. That's a good one.
Is there a better group of actors, a cast?
Yes, listen to the cast of that. That is an amazing cast.
Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Rob Lowe, Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez, C. Thomas Howell.
Right here. Hmm.
Oh, what's the Western?
Young Guns.
It's not on list yet. Are you sure it wasn't 90s?
It was.
I think
Young Guns.
It could have been. I really
Do the Right Thing was 80s. 9 to 5 was 80s.
What about White Men Can't Jump?
La Bamba.
Frankie Valli.
Pretty in Pink goes along with those other ones.
All the John Hughes movies.
The Color Purple was 80s.
Oh, it was really good.
Really?
That's a great movie.
That's a damn good movie.
It is. Karate Kid, of course. Valley Girl, whatever. Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I thought that was
Who was the lead actress in Adventure in Babysitting?
I want to say Christina Applegate.
That's what I was thinking. So we've been... She was too young back then.
No, Christina Applegate is...
Thank God the babysitter's dead. Yeah. Yes, it was Elizabeth Shue. Because when I saw it, I was thinking Applegate too. Yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking. Desperately Seeking Susan. That was a Madonna movie. Flash Dance, okay. Hairspray, Labyrinth, whatever.
We're starting
Vacation. National Lampoon.
Oh, man. Right.
Hold on. Freddy Krueger.
Stripes is on there, too, then.
Purple Rain. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back. Steel Magnolias at 50.
That's a good one. Stripes, man.
What movies were not on there that we loved? Stand By Me.
Oh, man.
Stripes. I agree. Stripes is one of my top movies.
Caddyshack was not on there.
Not Die Hard, but Lethal Weapon movies were not on there. Those were great series of movies. Is there anything else?
Oh, the original Predator.
Yes, the original Predator.
It was from the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't have time to believe.
All the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. How many of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
Commando.
Rocky?
Rocky wasn't on there. That's a bull crap list.
Rambo wasn't on there.
Y'all.
Here's 90 movies. Go ahead with the 80s film. Number one 90 movie. This is their saying. Uh-huh. And they got 80. I'm not going that far. Number one Toy Story. Can't argue.
That's a good movie.
Number two, Clueless. That stated what the 90s was.
But Clueless changed culture a little bit.
It did change.
Yeah.
Number three, Good Will Hunting.
Okay, I can't
argue with these.
No. Robin Williams.
Now, number four is where it goes off the rails. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Okay,
I like it, but it's not the fourth best movie.
I don't know. That was in the late 90s.
You said 90?
It beat Titanic.
No.
Well, you
don't like Titanic. I love Titanic.
This is a movie about a woman who got a piece of strange so good she recalled it when she was on her deathbed.
Exactly.
Hey, so, I mean, look at my... real life story here on Titanic, and this happened not.
You told the story the other day, Wes.
Oh my goodness,
that's the empty seat.
That's empty seat. He told me getting over there. But no, like I get off work one day, I'm freaking out. Like, oh God, what has happened? Did one of the dogs die, or is somebody sick, or what? They just got through watching Titanic.
That's great.
And they both cried about it. Like,
what movie?
I wonder if I can cut that out.
What movie has cried made you cry the most? What's the most tearjerker you've ever seen?
Oh Yeller.
Oh yeah,
that is. I'm gonna say Green Mile.
That one brings the tears on too.
Dude, we was there watching that when I was in my 20s.
No, I know for me.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
No, I got one. If you guys didn't crack this, I don't know if I'd still be your friend. The one about the kids being trafficked.
Oh, no. What about...
it's a recent movie.
I haven't watched
it. You haven't watched it?
The one where the beast thing, Macaulay Culkin, at the end of it. What is it?
I didn't cry that.
I did.
My girl?
My girl.
You know, I didn't watch it just because of that. What was this movie? It's called Sound of Freedom. You didn't watch Sound of Freedom?
Yes. I don't think
it's a tearjerker.
I want to see it.
You can't.
The one that Mel Gibson financed.
Yes. Yeah. Number 9 on this list from the 90s, 10 Things I Hate About You. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 is Shawshank. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shawshank behind 10 Things I Hate About You.
Shawshank should be like 1. Number 2 or 1.
Yeah, that's real good.
You've got Mel was at 8, by the way. I didn't care for that one. I just thought, okay. Emma, or whatever.
Braveheart should be 1 or 2, 3, top 5.
It was kind of an icon.
It was pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture.
You're not an expert on pop culture, but what?
It was totally pop culture.
Jurassic Park at 13.
That's pop culture. That's pop culture.
Goodfellas at 15. Okay, that's an all-time great for me.
I had never seen it.
That's the top 5.
What?
I had never seen Goodfellas.
Never ever. Ever has the best gangster movie ever. For gangster movies, you got Casino, Goodfellas. These are not in no certain order. I know you don't like
Bugsy.
The one that I love.
Bugsy would like
Road to Perdition.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really good. Underrated.
Scarface and then the Godfather series.
I've never sat down and gave Godfather.
I watched Scarface in prison. First time I ever saw it was when I was in prison. No lie.
Just so. Let me call it.
You from prison?
Yeah. Blue.
What is that one?
Yeah, I will. You can stop getting
my chocolate truffle. Freaking, yeah, just shoot it. Maker's Mark.
Like we can take a second bite here.
That's pretty naggum good.
I like
Maker's Mark. It's got to be a Maker's. It's got to be a Maker's pig. Mm. Is this chocolate truffle?
All right.
Did anybody do their update on their phone?
Here, Dan. Right.
Probably weeks ago.
I don't like it.
I'm way behind. Okay, I can teach you some things to put it back where it was.
I mean,
making calls was difficult, and I had to change it back to the original one.
I don't guess I did. I don't guess I updated.
I don't guess I did either, because no, I didn't change it off.
When you go look at your favorites, it was all jacked up. All right, let's go back to look at this show. 3, 2, 1, action. At 17, we had Pretty Woman. I'm surprised that's not higher.
Yeah.
Scream at 18. Okay, now look. Scream is one of pop culture.
I love it. Seven now? Eight?
Fight Club was 20. What else we got?
Fight Club was really good.
Scream. Did y'all see where Matthew Lillard and Quentin Tarantino are having a beef?
Okay. Is Matthew Leonard
Lillard?
Lillard. He's the one that played Shaggy.
Yes.
Okay.
He is a phenomenal actor, by the way.
I don't know about that. But
no, he's a really good actor. But he is so
Quentin
specific
Tarantino on. Is, yeah, he's, he listed all these actors. Been like, let's talk about that. Let me find.
I like Matthew Lillard. But his problem is the role he plays is not. He's not playing a dramatic role.
Matthew Lillard plays Matthew Lillard in most of his movies. Yeah. I mean, literally. The kind of wimpy, you know.
Squirrely guy,
yeah.
I liked him. I think his one of his best roles was 13 Ghosts.
He was really. But he played Matthew Lillard in that, you know?
So Quentin Tarantino recently named actors he doesn't care for, including Paul Dano, and I'm not sure who that is. Called him Weak Sauce. Owen Wilson. Okay.
Owen Wilson plays Owen Wilson in every movie he did.
There you go. That's what I think he's saying.
Yeah.
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard plays Matthew Lillard.
He also criticized George Clooney as not
George
a movie
Clooney
star.
Plays George Clooney in every movie.
He also criticized Miles Chapin and Al Leteri. I don't know who those are. But okay, he's got his opinions.
That's fine. So what's your favorite Owen Wilson?
Oh, the one where he's in the jet plane, it goes down.
That's my favorite.
What is that one?
Oh, what about, hold on, what about Dodgeball? Is that Owen Wilson?
I don't think it is it?
No, no, that's not Owen Wilson. That's
Owen Wilson played your favorite artist, Wes.
Who's my favorite artist?
Owen Wilson's
best. You know, Paint My Good Little Trees. What's that dude's name?
Oh, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. He played Bob Ross.
Owen Wilson role may be in Zoolander.
See, that wasn't even.
All right, I'm gonna go out there. Cars.
No, to me, that's his best role was the one.
Now, I'm looking at the list of movies.
Here is the movie that
run through them right quick.
And Owen Wilson was in it. The one about the
he got a lot of movies.
The dog.
The dog. Marley
and me.
Marley and me. Yes, that was a really sad.
But I think Wes is right. He plays the same character in all these movies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's one though. He plays a jet that goes down.
He always says, and I don't remember it offhand. He's got a phrase that he always says in every movie.
No escape. Is that the one with the jet goes down?
No. No. It's been the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
He's across enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. What's the name that played
in the Hoosiers? Yeah.
That's
probably his best movie. I agree with you.
Have you seen it?
Have you ever seen Enemy at the Gate? Speaking of Enemy.
Dude, that's a really good
best movie ever.
I'll tell you a movie that'll make you cry. You want a movie that'll make you cry?
Yeah.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, dude. I haven't seen that, but I've read the book.
I was teared up.
I know. I did too. Yeah. I watched that one. Mm-hmm. It was I was homesick.
I was homesick
and had nothing else to do and pulled that movie up and I was bawling by the time that movie was up there. It's real. It feels real.
Like, I'm getting emotional.
I am too. My eyes are tearing up.
It is such a good movie. And it is.
Hey, you know, so we talk about great movies and we talk about good movies and stuff. You know, and I was talking about ones I haven't seen yet. Supposedly one of the greatest movies of all time. It's usually on that list that I have never seen. I got two of them. The Godfather. I've never seen any of the Godfathers. One, two, three, four. And I have never seen Schindler's List.
What?
I've never seen Schindler's
List. All right. You got to have you quit chasing bourbon and women. And you just go watch all three Godfathers. Uh-huh. There's four of them. But watch the redone version of the four.
I'll say this.
Version of the third.
Start off, go watch Schindler's List.
Yeah. Or Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Watch both of them.
Yeah.
Watch those back to back.
Right.
Then.
Oh, that'd be a band. That's heavy.
That'd be a tough one.
It's heavy.
I watch Stripes in between them.
Dude, no, you can't. You can't do that. Yeah. No.
I'm telling you, man. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is like
when we were talking about emotional movies, I didn't think about it till you brought up
Schindler's List. It is a soul-changing movie.
I've never seen it. I've seen parts of
it. So the premise is this Nazi.
Uh-huh. That's right, you can't.
Yeah, but then there is this lieutenant or whatever of the Nazis.
Uh-huh.
He has a home that he is overseeing this concentration camp, and he's got a son. And this little boy in the striped pajamas comes and plays with the son every day. I can't even tell the story.
But yeah, he's in he's in POW clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's his striped pajamas.
And we won't get into the ending of it, but I mean
it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely
powerful. Well, it's happening, you see what's about to happen.
And you can't do anything about it. And this kid they're just being kids.
I know this is going to sound so ridiculous. Powerful. You talk about that, and it made me think about this scene. One of the saddest scenes is in X-Men, the original one.
You just destroyed him.
No, hear me out. When Magneto.
Jamie, he's done. No longer.
No.
He cannot be comparing Magneto to the Boy in the Striped.
I know what you're talking about.
The kid asked him what the numbers are on his arm. He's got concentration camp numbers on his arm. And the kid asked him what the numbers are, and he kind of flashes back to what it means, and that was kind of a tearjerker there. But
that's
me, and you know the thing I'm talking about, right?
I don't see what you're talking about. Yeah. It does not compare.
But if I had never seen it, so I
comparison. 2026. Nostradamus has some predictions for 2026. His text, which include 942 predictions in the form of poems, is written in a mixture of obscure Latin phrases and old French and can be hard to decipher. That means it's all of them true. His next set of divinations. I think I said that correctly.
You had shown the word, but.
Divinations. Do not mention any calendar year, but followers of this prophet believe 2026 or the 26th quatrain relates to 2026.
As a rapper, isn't it?
A quatrain. One path.
Could be my new rap name.
Hey, it could be. One path is marked I-26 states the great swarm of bees will arise by night. The ambush. You could argue that was last year when they went into. Not Egypt, but went into Israel. The swarm of bees. You know how there's a little.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember the planes?
So, but like so how much Nostradamus have you read?
Never.
Okay. I used to have a book of his and I'd read through it.
I've got it now.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, it's in my storage room.
Oh.
And like
I didn't know y'all were experts.
No, I've never read it. A lot of the stuff is open to interpretation as you look back on it. So, like, there's one prediction that stands out to me is he predicted that there would be men in flying objects that were built like pigs. And if you think about it,
yep,
the aviators would have the holes on the front of their end, but that don't mean that's what he was really saying, but we're using our modern terms to. So he probably just put out some bullshit and we're like, oh yeah, hell yeah, yeah, right.
He also talked about.
Now, he did misspell Hitler's name by like three letters.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And then there's that book about Barron Trump. That's kind of weird, too.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, there are more predictions of war and a possible battle between the East and the West. We all know that's coming. What else we got? That was it.
Okay. But yeah, I feel like that, you know, that's how every psychic works is.
Yeah.
They're vague enough that they make sense. Like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about because, because they're not so vague about things, you know.
Yeah, like and your dad's talking to me, and he says something about something in a lighter, and if you don't
think the power of suggestion is real, just talk to any bourbon person because power of suggestion is 100% real. I mean, I can tell Marty, hey, I taste pears in it. Marty's gonna taste pears in it. You know,
I mean, he's talking bad about your palate, Mark.
Yeah, it's like I've said before I take a pair of these, and everybody's like, me too.
A pair of them, you mean?
Pair of them.
Did you guys by any chance check out the Netflix documentary with 50 Cent?
I didn't know.
So he's pretty much dissing on P. Diddy.
Well, he's like P. Diddy and never got long. Kick P. Diddy when he's slippery and down.
But now,
50 Cent produced a documentary, Sean Combs, The Reckoning, is currently the number one viewed show on Netflix.
I got to watch them.
Yeah. The four-part series looks at the rapper's past as well as the sexual misconduct allegation against him and the deaths of Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G.
Hmm.
Oh, man, surely he didn't kill my dude, Tupac.
If you look at your rap history, him and Ludacris have a horrible... I mean, they shot at each other, literally.
So that's another.
No,
we did not know. Hold on. Did you know Brother Portberry was he was a historian, rap historian?
Yes.
Brother Portberry.
The whole podcast on this guy.
Now, if we were to talk about. work one day. What's the Japanese anime? If we were talking about anime, I would consider him a historian. But rap historian was my part. Yeah.
He does that's his genre. That's his jam.
But you Google it. Him and Ludacris keep seeing each other. They tried to kill each other multiple times. There was
a million days of me and Brother Forbear riding through town on listening to some 8-Ball MJG. Playing some Mr. Big.
Marty, we're playing.
Mr. Big.
All I remember is chilling at the club with T-Money, NJB, Adrian and Boo. I got
I listened to the whole podcast about him and Ludacris's beef, and I mean, like, literally, they put hits out each other.
So you won't listen to our podcast, but you listen to that one.
I listened to our podcast. How many times have I called you, Jamie, and said, hey,
not in a while?
Never.
Your Honor.
All right, let's get a little more morbid. Let's be right up Wes's alley. More than 100 bodies discovered in organ harvesting slaughterhouse in Nigeria. Are you surprised by that?
No, it's not Nigeria.
They are basically over 100 decomposed and mutilated bodies have been discovered in a suspected illegal organ harvesting slaughterhouse, Nigeria. Look, when I read this story, the first thing I'm thinking, okay, I need an organ. Yes, come to Nigeria. I give you organ. I am not going to Nigeria to get an organ.
Well, now, I do know something about
you. How are you?
They're going to take all your organs.
Yeah, exactly.
You do know that Al Gore, when he was vice president, tried to change American laws on organ donation and organ harvesting.
We did not. You can tell by look on our faces. We had.
Yeah, this is us.
He really tried to make it legal for you to be able to take financial compensation.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
That's capitalism.
But you can't do it right now. It's against the law.
You should be able to sell a kidney.
If I want to sell a kidney,
part of your liver.
Yep.
That should be up to
you. He tried to make it legal.
I sell my brain.
He tried to make it legal.
Better.
No one wants it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would.
So do you have
problems?
If you are
looking at doing Harry Carey,
mm-hmm.
you're from take yourself out.
It's the Canadian version.
Gives you sell your organs so your family's better situated?
I mean, yeah. I mean, why not? I agree with you.
Anybody seen 8 Pounds?
Yes. Yes.
It's a good movie.
That's a tearjerker too.
I don't remember that
one. You never seen 8 Pounds?
Will Smith?
I think I have.
You got Will Smith where he's
Jordan. Okay, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
I mean, but
or the one with the other black actor and his son was dying and needed a heart.
Oh yeah. John Q. Public.
Oh yeah, John Q.
Because he's gonna kill himself to give his son his heart.
Yep.
Now, uh-huh. Think about that.
Well, Denzel, man. I mean, everything Denzel does is fantastic.
He's one of the best actors.
Oh yeah.
Maybe ever. Did y'all see him in Gladiator 2?
No, I haven't seen Gladiator 2 yet.
Did they on Gladiator 2?
Oh yeah, it's good. He's good. He's good in it. I like Gladiator.
So, is there any actor? I mean, I know we're kind of subject here, but is there any actor that you see in a movie that you automatically gonna watch that movie?
Denzel's one of those guys.
Yeah,
that's why. Denzel or Morgan Freeman.
Tom Cruise probably fits that.
Tom Cruise don't for me because I haven't seen any.
Tell me a bad movie he made.
Tell me one. I have never cared for any of the Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Really? They're good.
The ones I go with too.
They're good.
I've never cared for them though.
They are, and it's mm-hmm. mostly supporting actors. But he's only been in good movies.
I see another movie. I fell asleep 4 times during. I've tried to watch it 4 times. Is Valkyrie?
Matrix Valkyrie's is good. That for me? I never could get through the first
what?
Matrix.
What?
And I'm a sci-fi guy. I fell asleep 4 times trying to watch Matrix 1 but and now, never watched
Revenant. That's a you issue.
Look.
Maybe.
Hey, but now, hold on. If you stop and think about the Matrix, it don't get good until like the last 15 minutes of the movie.
It's good the whole time.
I kid you not. Now, this was a long time ago, mm-hmm. but I fell asleep at least 4 times trying to watch the Matrix.
I did that with Valkyrie.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. Look, I watched all of, what's the other Keanu Reeves movie? The, where's this?
Point Break?
The assassin. He's the assassin.
Oh, John Wick.
I just watched those last year, all of them at one time. Those are awesome. Yeah. Those are awesome.
Gun fu.
Canada, the medical assisted suicides or medical assisted dying is now ranked. How high is it ranked? It's ranked pretty high in their cause of death. We talked about this like two years ago.
So he I understand people who are at the end of their point and they're like, I just finish it. But they're doing it for anything.
Yeah, they really are. But in the same sense, Jamie, as I've been touch point, I won't say I knew them. I've been touch point on 2 different suicides where family relatives had to deal with running across.
Yeah, but this is different, though. This is different.
These are people that have suffered from eating disorders, and they suggest.
But this is something that's done in a medical facility, not necessarily you just going in the backyard.
Yeah, and that's different. That's what I'm saying. It should be available to go to a medical facility. That way, let's just don't have to deal with it. If you know, Now, granted, every life is important and everybody should, you know.
Is it though?
It is.
It is.
I gotta tell you, this is going to sound ultra liberal probably, or ultra conservative, however you. There's a point that you go, is every life really?
No.
Worth it.
Okay. Let's
worth an effort. I'll put it that way. Now, if you push past
that effort, brought to you by Goose Island Bourbon Stout.
So, from a biblical aspect, every life is valuable.
Yes.
From a human aspect, every life is not.
We need Gary here for this. Yes, Gary. We done got off into this.
Yes. Gary's trying to kill babies. I ain't worried about
that. No, that was a long time ago. He doesn't kill babies.
But yeah, I feel like that every life is valuable. You know, worth the effort. Now, people are going to push past that effort.
Just the thought of somebody taking themselves out because they are in a deep, dark place that they don't feel like they can get out of.
Because their girlfriend broke up with them.
But it's different than somebody who has stage 4 cancer.
Terminally ill.
They're burned on their family.
Yes, sir. I agree.
We know personally someone whose mother had done it. And it was very humane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I still support it or not, but they were no longer in pain. They went on their terms. There was no recovery.
I will tell you now, and Wes can testify this, he was there with us. But as somebody whose mother has passed, he was ready. I mean, she wasn't trying to hang on. She was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we get selfish wanting them to hang on.
Yeah. And, you know, there's also quality of life.
Yes. 100%. There's
quality of life. Comes into play.
Yeah, look, if the day ever comes where I can do backflips and stuff.
Okay, that was like last year. That was 10 years ago.
Put that down. Stop. I don't think he's ever been able to do backflips on purpose.
Martin, let me say it, Bob.
Get the rifle.
This is what we're drinking this evening. This is the Goose Island Stout finished chocolate praline stout.
Okay.
So,
that's one of the best ones.
It may be better.
Have you tried this on ice?
I just did.
Oh, it's better.
I don't know if I think like it's better.
I think it's better. Really? I'm with Jamie. The ice.
It's the more chocolatey.
No, it's super chocolatey. I thought
I liked Cherry Jubilee better, but check it out, guys.
It's almost like chocolate milk or something. I don't know.
It's better than chocolate milk. It's like chocolate milk shake.
You want to try it on ice?
I don't think I like it.
It's good.
I don't think I like it.
It's good.
It's not cold.
Because the first time I ever tried one of those, I didn't.
It's not
cold.
I hate it.
It's just
Marty.
No.
Okay.
It does taste different.
It does.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up.
Maybe. It's got a lightness. It has almost a Sprite flavor.
It's a lot lighter than it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. But those Goose Island.
But it's not light.
We are bourbon guys, but love these.
It's like, oh yeah.
Technically, they're touched by bourbon, so
we pretty much got all of them.
So we're gonna talk about a heavy subject. We might as well drink a heavy beer.
Yes,
man, we really went off into
this area, but I think
it's good. I'm about teared up over the boy in the striped pajamas up because there's a few movies that like I remember tearing up for a movie, but just thinking about that one was like one of those movies that changes you a little bit.
It is.
You haven't watched it. How are you agreeing?
I'm agreeing with you. I read the book. I read the book.
He forgot earlier.
Have you really?
I read the book.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I mean, I hadn't seen the movie.
I thought you said you read the Stripes book, but Stripes and Stripes Pajamas.
I haven't seen the movie, but I've read the book. And I've read, Schindler's List, I haven't ever seen.
I read the book, Green Mile. It's better than the movie.
Oh, most of them are.
Yeah.
You got to watch
that. Have you read a book since Green Eggs and Ham?
I used to read a lot of books.
Yeah.
What?
I try not to read books because, like, when I read a book, I get completely involved in it.
See, I'm the same way. Like, I bet bourbon nerds never read a book.
No.
Not one book.
The last book I read was Killing Lincoln. No, I'm sorry. It was Killing Kennedy.
Well, that was a Bill O'Reilly book.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, now, I literally read The Boy in the Striped Pajamas and then turned around and read The Giver. And both of them were just like, holy crap. It's a futuristic society where they're passing down
Futuristic. I
forgot. But you don't realize it's futuristic till until you get into the meat of the book.
All right, let me play this out of here. Man, I don't know. I think it's a good show. Maybe. Let me find it because Marty can't hit them buttons no more. He don't know where the buttons are.
Don't know where the buttons are.
There we go. Maybe. There we go. Brother Fortenberry.
Well, I'll start off. Hey, we got deep tonight, but we're in that time of the season. Hey, y'all have a good one. Like, subscribe.
More tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for watching. Where I go? Hit that like if you don't mind. And we'll probably be live sometime in the end of the week.
Jeremy. Hi, guys. Thanks for watching. We enjoyed it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us. Live from the patio. Hit that like button. We're going to be live two more times before Christmas, but we got a big Christmas extravaganza. We're trying to figure out what that looks like. Because Wes is late, but live from the patio. We got